Welcome to the Summary Podcast, presented by Suncoast Venture Studio. The Summary takes dense, complex topics and breaks them down into engaging, approachable conversations for everyone involved in building something extraordinary on the Suncoast. Join us on our journey as we explore a constantly shifting landscape of insights, ideas, and fascinating tidbits. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Summary, a Suncoast Venture Studio podcast. Today, we're diving deep into the Barancic Foundation.
Sounds intriguing.
We've got articles and grant databases and reports, all to help us understand this foundation's journey and its impact, you know.
And who's behind it all.
Exactly. So to start, I'm curious about Chuck and Margie Barancic.
The namesakes.
Yeah. What's their story? What drove them to create this philanthropic powerhouse in Sarasota County?
Well, it's fascinating, really. Their personal story is like intertwined with their giving philosophy. You know, they weren't just writing checks. They were like embedded in the community. They really wanted to make a difference.
We can see that in their approach to education.
Yeah.
They weren't just funding programs. They were personally involved. They had their Ripple Effect teacher grants.
Right.
Can you tell me more about that?
The Ripple Effect teacher grants. They're a perfect example. Chuck and Margie, they got it. They understood that, like, supporting passionate teachers, well, that could have a huge ripple effect on the whole school system. These weren't big grants, no, but they were given directly to teachers, the ones who really inspired, you know, made a difference.
It's personal. It's impactful. It really shows they get how powerful dedication can be and how it can create positive change. So how did this philosophy translate to the wider work of the Barancic Foundation? I mean, their focus goes beyond just education, right?
Oh, for sure. Education was key, of course, but their vision, it went way beyond that. Economic stability, healthcare access, they cared about the neighborhoods, revitalization, the whole community's well-being. Yep. They understood that a community thrives when there's like interconnected support systems.
It sounds like they had this holistic view of community development. They weren't just fighting problems one by one.
No.
They saw the bigger picture, the connections.
Exactly.
Is that how their work continues today?
Absolutely. The Barancic Foundation, they still operate with that same holistic approach. They tackle these like big issues with a multifaceted lens. Like, look at their grant to Suncoast Blood Centers.
You convert a blood mobile to solar power.
Yeah. Seems like a simple project, but it hits on multiple areas at once.
How so?
Well, first, it's about reliable blood donations. That's healthcare access, quality, right? But then going solar, well, that's about sustainability, being responsible with resources.
It's clever. They addressed immediate needs, but also look towards the future. It speaks volumes. Now, we can't talk about the Barancic Foundation without talking about First 1,000 Days Sarasota County. This feels like the heart of their work now.
Without a doubt. First 1,000 Days, it's the perfect example of their commitment to early intervention, to creating positive change that lasts.
What's the origin story? What sparked this initiative?
It came from a huge collaborative effort. The Barancic Foundation and like over 30 community partners, they spent a whole year digging deep into the challenges facing families in Sarasota County. And one stat stood out.
52% of babies in the county are born into poverty.
Exactly.
That's more than half starting life at a disadvantage. That had to be a motivator for the foundation.
For sure. It highlighted the urgent need for like a comprehensive approach. First 1,000 Days is all about recognizing how crucial those first 3 years of a child's life are.
So how does First 1,000 Days tackle this challenge?
Mm-hmm.
What's their vision?
Their vision is to create a community where every child, no matter their background, has a chance to thrive. They want to break the cycle of poverty. They give families resources, support, you know, so they can raise healthy, happy, successful kids.
It's ambitious. What specifically are they focusing on?
Four key areas.
Oh.
Prenatal care, education, healthcare access, and coordinating all those services.
Okay, let's break those down. What are the specific challenges in each area?
So prenatal care, many women don't have access to proper care during pregnancy, putting both mom and baby at risk. Then there's education. Many families, they don't even know about the resources available to them. They're missing out on crucial early learning opportunities. Healthcare access, it's still a huge obstacle. Medicaid can be so confusing. And finally, coordinating services. Families feel lost, overwhelmed. They don't know where to turn for help. It's a mess.
It's a lot. It's definitely a complex web of challenges that need a multifaceted approach. How is First 1000 Days tackling these specific problems?
They've implemented some innovative solutions, like patient navigators at Sarasota Memorial Hospital.
Patient navigators, what do they do?
They are highly trained individuals. They work directly with families who need extra support. They provide guidance, help them navigate healthcare, find resources, make a plan for the child's well-being.
It's like having a dedicated guide through this world of early childhood support. I can see how that would make all the difference.
It's about meeting families where they are and offering support based on their individual needs.
This is just one example, right? They also have initiatives like the Medicaid Summit, which brings stakeholders together to address healthcare barriers.
Right, because they recognize that tackling these complex issues requires collaboration and changes at a systemic level.
First 1000 Days is multifaceted, with big goals. But what about the real impact? What does this investment in early childhood mean for individuals and the community?
The research is clear. Investing in early childhood, it has a profound impact. Children who get that early support are more likely to succeed in school, they live healthier lives, they contribute more to society.
It sets them up for success, not just a temporary boost.
Exactly. And the benefits go way beyond the individual. Communities that put early childhood first, they experience lower crime, reduced healthcare costs, and a stronger workforce.
Right.
Everyone wins.
First 1000 Days embodies the Baranchik Foundation's philosophy, early intervention and holistic community development. It shows how philanthropy can address social issues at the root. But this impact takes resources, right? Let's talk about the financials. What are we looking at here?
To get an idea of scale, there's an article, Baranchik Foundation awards nearly $12 million in grants. Just one grant cycle shows how committed they are to supporting all these organizations.
$12 million just in one cycle. That's a lot of funding. Can you give us a glimpse into where that money goes?
Their funding, it goes to a diverse range of organizations, which shows their commitment to the holistic approach. For instance, the YMCA of Southwest Florida, they get support for early learning and community development programs. WUSF Public Media, they enrich the community through journalism and cultural programming, and they also get funding.
So it's not about funding just one cause. It's about supporting this web of organizations that make a community thrive.
Exactly. They get that a strong community needs these interconnected support systems. Their funding shows that.
And it's not just those two. I'm looking at the grant database, and I see support for the Women's Resource Center, Empowering Women and Families, Suncoast Waterkeeper, Protecting Our Waterways. They are touching nearly every aspect of community life.
They really are. They're not into Band-Aid solutions. They want to nurture the whole Sarasota County community, make it healthy and vibrant.
This makes me wonder, with such a broad reach, how do they ensure they're actually making a difference? Are there specific criteria they use to evaluate how effective their grants are?
That's a great question. And it's one we'll be exploring more in the next part of our deep dive. We'll look at their grant-making process, their criteria for picking grantees, and how they measure the impact of their investments. Stay tuned.
Are you a leader sitting on untapped potential? Have a solution to a pressing industry challenge? Or a groundbreaking concept waiting to take flight? At Suncoast Venture Studio, we specialize in transforming ideas into venture-scale businesses that solve real-world problems and drive lasting impact. We're more than just a venture studio. We're your innovation partner. Whether it's unlocking value from corporate innovation, translating university research into commercial ventures, or addressing systemic issues in government and beyond, we have the tools, expertise, and network to bring your vision to life. Let's transform challenges into opportunities and ideas into thriving ventures. Together, we're not just launching startups. We're building Florida's Venture Coast. Ready to make an impact? Visit suncoast.studio to connect with us today.
So yeah, we were talking about how the Baranchik Foundation makes sure their grants are actually making a difference.
They support a pretty diverse group of organizations, right? From the YMCA to environmental projects.
Right. And it's not just about like writing a check and hoping for the best.
Exactly. How do they actually know if their investments are working?
Well, data is a big part of it. They're really data-driven. They keep track of the outcomes of their grants. It's not just about the money.
So they're actively involved in monitoring the progress and impact of the people they give grants to.
Yeah. They work with them, you know, require progress reports, analyze the data. They want to see accountability and real results.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But data is not everything.
Right.
I bet they also consider the qualitative side of things.
Oh, absolutely. They know that stories matter. personal experiences. They often visit the organizations they've funded, talk to the people whose lives have been changed by those programs.
So they're getting the human side of the story. They see how the grants make a difference in people's lives.
Yes. It's about connecting the data with the real life experiences of the people they're trying to help.
It's like Chuck and Margie's philosophy is still alive in how they operate, you know? Being personally involved, invested in the community's well-being. It's not just about funding, it's about connecting and understanding the impact it has on people.
Their legacy is all over the foundation, you know? It's a part of their culture. Data-driven, sure, but also understanding the community's needs on a deeper level.
Now, looking ahead, what do their current projects tell us about where the Baranchyk Foundation might be headed?
One thing that jumps out is their focus on the environment. We mentioned the Healthy Pond Collaborative before, but their commitment to sustainability seems to be growing.
What makes you say that?
Well, they've been giving more money to environmental organizations lately, supporting projects about water, conservation, fighting climate change.
Environmental issues are a huge deal here in Florida. It makes sense that a foundation like Baranchyk would be putting their resources there.
It shows that they get it, you know? They understand how important the environment is for a healthy community.
Makes you wonder, could they become a leader in driving environmental change? Could we see them launching these big initiatives focused on renewable energy or like building more sustainable housing?
It's definitely possible. I mean, they're not afraid to tackle big problems, and they have the resources and the influence to make a real difference.
It's pretty exciting to imagine the kind of impact they could have. Not just meeting current needs, but building a more resilient future for Sarasota County.
They're thinking long term. They're not interested in Band-Aid solutions. They want to create lasting change.
It all comes back to Chuck and Margie's vision, doesn't it? That idea of early intervention, of finding solutions that address the root causes of problems. It's still guiding the foundation's work today.
And that's a powerful thing. Their work is about so much more than just funding programs. They're changing the way people think about philanthropy in Sarasota County.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into the Baranchyk Foundation. We've talked about their history, their impact, and where they might be headed in the future. Before we wrap up, I'd love to hear your personal thoughts on this organization. What stands out to you the most?
For me, it's their commitment to taking a holistic approach to community development. They really get that these complex problems require a multi-pronged strategy, and they're willing to invest in a bunch of different organizations and initiatives that all work together.
I agree. They see how everything is connected. They're not afraid to come at things from different angles, and they're always thinking about the long game.
And that's the heart of Chuck and Margie Baranchyk's legacy, their vision, their values. It's what guides the foundation's work. And that work is inspiring real change, building a brighter future for everyone in Sarasota County.
Okay, let's move on to our final thoughts and takeaways from this deep dive into the Baranchyk Foundation.
Yeah.
It's inspiring, right? Seeing all that the Baranchyk Foundation has done. And it's really exciting to think about what they might do in the future.
Speaking of the future, I have one last thought for our listeners.
Okay.
Something to think about as we wrap up our deep dive into the Baranchyk Foundation. You know, we've seen how their work, their philanthropy has made a real difference in Sarasota County.
Yeah.
But what if we, you know, what if we applied their approach to our own lives? What if each of us had our own first 1,000 days project?
I like that. What do you mean?
I mean, it doesn't have to involve like millions of dollars or be some huge complicated program. It could be something small. A simple act of generosity, mentoring someone, or even just speaking up for a cause you believe in. Something that could have like a ripple effect down the line.
I love that question. It makes you think beyond just like writing a check. It's about actually embodying the spirit of giving. But what would that look like in real life?
Well, it could be anything, really. Volunteering at a local school, mentoring a young person who's starting a business, or even just, you know, supporting policies that help kids or protect the environment. There are so many possibilities.
So many. It's a real call to action, isn't it? We all have the power to make a difference, no matter how small.
Exactly. And if you want to learn more about the Baranchyk Foundation and the amazing work they do, check out their website, baranchykfoundation.org.
It's a great resource for anyone who wants to get involved and make an impact.
For sure. Well, I think that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the Baranchyk Foundation.
It has been a fascinating journey. I hope our listeners have a better understanding of this foundation and the incredible work they do. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.